When you first see a modern retablo, it's hard to imagine how much history shaped the Peruvian tradition. Retablos are miniature wooden boxes that open up to reveal a scene. While Catholic in origin, they have been largely absorbed into Quechua culture. They're known for their complexity. Retablos are usually brightly painted and contain many figures within. So what did the first retablos look like, and how did they come to be? At the Museum of Anthropology at UBC, one retablo helps us to better understand the art form's origins. Small, wooden, and with faded colors, this retablo opens up with one door rather than the more traditional two. Inside are old figurines, their paint peeling. The scene inside depicts two versions of Saint Anthony, one in the center and one on the side holding a child. In both, he wears traditional dress. This leaves the question, so how did small Catholic altars transform into such a vibrant aspect of Peruvian Quechua culture? To answer, we need to look to Ayacucho, the modern-day cultural center for retablos. Ayacucho is located high in the Peruvian Andes. The city is really a reflection of cultural mixing. While ethnically Quechua, remnants of Spanish presence are visible at almost any turn. The town is celebrated for its multitude of Catholic churches and flourishing folk art culture. One of the first things you learn about Ayacucho is that their specialty is crafting retablos. There is a vibrant craftsman culture here. The retablo is more than just a livelihood, it's a way of life. The men and women who create these pieces use them to comment on social issues and Peruvian politics. They also use the retablos to fund their own lives. It's a source of income. Claudio Jimenez Quispe is one of the most famous retablo artists in Ayacucho and beyond. Each of his retablos feel like stories in boxes. Quispe tells both sad and happy stories through his work. Some scenes depict weddings or religious tales, while others portray the sufferings of the Peruvian people under corrupt government practices. Retablos depict and comment on life. One of Quispe's modern works opens up to reveal starving figures in the center. Above sit judges and politicians with stacks of money and gold coins. On the inside of the doors are scenes of poverty and protest. Quispe says that this retablo was to expose the corruption of the Peruvian officials, who were so concerned with money. Retablos were initially introduced by the Spanish to the populations they colonized as a way to teach religion. The portable nature of retablos made them ideal for colonial expansion. Retablos were often created as ex votos or offering to saints. Think of ex votos as gifts that people gave to saints for saving them or healing them. They were meant to spread religious fervor. The Spanish wanted to erase Inca cosmology, believing that Catholicism was the only way to save the souls of the indigenous.